Thank you for calling the NEC Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
And now, was it your child that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's start off with their gender and age.
He's male, age 7.
Okay. And he was born premature, was he?
Yes, sir.
About how many weeks was he born on at?
He's 29 weeks.
29 weeks. Oh, poor little thing. Just a wee thing. And so, so small at that stage.
Hello.
Did they take him into the NICU right away because he was so small?
Yes.
Okay. And about how long did he spend there?
For like 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Okay.
Yes.
And is that where they diagnosed him?
Yes.
Okay. So he would have been diagnosed at the hospital without having left, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. Then let's start off with their date of birth.
January the 30th, 2017.
1/30/2017. Okay. Now, let me go back to this section here. And they would have been diagnosed after being fed the formula, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so when were they diagnosed? What was the date?
It was March 9, 2017.
So he was born at the end, at the end of January, and then diagnosed about 2 months later?
Yeah.
Okay, so he would have been fed the formula over 7 days then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just to confirm, 3/9/17 is when he was diagnosed, or is that when he got out of the NICU?
No, he was diagnosed March 9.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And what kind of ongoing issues have you noticed with them? Any like gastral or bowel conditions, intestinal perforations, scarring, restrictions?
Yeah, he had a stomach imbalance issue.
Okay, so like bowel conditions, got it. I'll click that button there. And then I'll find the address of the hospital that diagnosed them. I just need the name and the city it's in.
The University of Chicago.
Okay.
And the address, I'm sorry.
Well, I have the address. Is it the one on Maryland Avenue?
Yes, so, Maryland.
So, okay. Let me put that in here. So you're in Chicago. Has it started to get cold for you guys yet?
No, it's kind of cool. I mean, the weather's still kind of chill. It ain't cold yet.
No? Okay. And real quick, do you remember the brand of the formula that was used?
It was called, I think, NeoSure.
The NeoSure Similac?
Yeah, the NeoSure Similac.
Okay. And then you're both U.S. citizens, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of their birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know anybody else that ended up getting sick like he did, or no? You know, no friends, kids, or family, or anything? No?
No.
Okay. No. And then going back to the... let me put in the facility. Give me 1 second. Diagnosing. Okay, do you recall the doctor's name?
Dr. Russell Cohen.
Russell Connell?
Yeah, Cohen. Well, I have everything. I'm sorry.
Oh, Cohen.
Cohen. Cohen. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Let me put that in there. And then let me go back to this section here.
It's free, man.
And go ahead and spell out your son's name as it shows on his birth certificate.
Okay, J-E-H-E-R-M-Y-D-U-N-N, Junior.
So no middle name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Emmanuel.
Oh, that's my name. Is it with two M's or one M?
With two M's, yeah.
Oh, that's how I spell it, too. How funny. That's a good name. So, again, first name's Jeremy, G-E-H-E-R-M-Y, and then middle name Emmanuel.
I'm sorry, J. It's J.
J, I'm sorry, J-E-H-E-R-M-Y, and then Emmanuel Dunn, D-U-N-N, Jr.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you know the last four of his social?
Yes, 4053.
And then I have you as the parent and legal guardian. Your name comes in as J-O-Q-U-S-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name I have Cantrell, C-A-N-T-R-E-L-L. Do you have a middle name?
Yes, Lakia. L-A-K-E-I-A.
I-A, okay. Let me put that in there. And then the email looks to be your last name, first name at gmail.com?
Yeah.
And your cell, I have 773-824-0356. And then what would be your current mailing address?
Avenue 213 South Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Avenue. Chicago, Illinois, 60649.
Okay. So I plugged it in here, and then my system spits out 213 Murrow Avenue, North Chicago, Illinois, in Lake County. And then give me the zip code one more time.
60649.
Okay. 60649. Plug it in there. Alrighty. And then it's going to have me type this in here. And then I don't think this one applies to you. I'm just required to ask, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody, or no?
No.
And did you experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Illicit drug use, tobacco use, hypersensitive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, or none of the above?
No, none of the above.
Okay. And then he was born in Illinois, so I'll click that. And then... And then you said he was in the NICU for about 6 weeks. So that would put us at like March, like we'll call it 15, 17. And then what did he weigh?
He weighed 3 pounds and 2 ounces.
3 pounds and 2 ounces. Okay, let me click that there. And then being born on 28 weeks, obviously very small, I don't imagine he latched on. So did he ever breastfeed or not really?
No.
No, okay. So then he would have been kept on that specific formula from when he was born until he was diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me click that there. And let me click this here, that he was fed the formula and fortifier in the hospital, correct?
Yeah.
And then this one is asking if you recall the kind of symptoms he had after drinking the cow-based milk formula. There's a green vomit, diarrhea, dark bloody stool,
yeah.
Swollen red tender belly.
Yeah.
All the... Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that.
And
then do
fever
you,
as well.
Do you have any copies of the medical records? Or will you
confirm?
You do? Okay. And then do you recall the kind of treatments that he underwent? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, laparotomy, ostomy surgery, pick
given,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was given antibiotics, Dagenta, medicine.
Okay. And then when was the last time he was treated for any of those issues? Was it when you guys were discharged from the hospital?
Yes, when we was discharged.
And what was the date on that?
April 20th.
Of 2017, okay. And then let me put this here. We're just about done. Two more sections. This next one just asks for an emergency contact in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you for a while. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really, because
okay.
I want my answer phone for you guys because they don't know.
Okay. And then the last section then should just be the, since you're the signer, obviously he's under 18, he can't sign for himself, so your date of birth?
April 25th, 1991.
4/25/91. And then the last four of your social?
4053.
4053?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me send out this automated text message from DocuSign. It's going to go to your text and email. You can open it up either way. It'll take you to the same place. I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on what to tap to take you to the next spot. But you should have it now, and then let me know if you can't open that up for any reason.
Okay. It says, please review and act on these documents.
Mm-hmm. And you'll tap the link, and then you'll kind of scroll.
And it says, start again. And it's acting for my signature.
Sure. It might let you scroll down and tap a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. If you tap that box, it should let you hit continue. And then after you hit continue, it'll let you hit a start button.
Okay, I had finished it, and I think you're done signing.
Okay, perfect. Then you are all set. In about 2 or so weeks, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're just going to call you, introduce themselves, and then just double-check our work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that, and then tidy you up in their system. But other than that, until then, you are all set, and I hope you have a restful weekend, okay?
All right, you too, sir.
Bye.